This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Two professors at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign that accused students of impropriety for classwork, that is, using AI to complete assignments, said that the students then doubled down and used AI to write their apologies to the professors. Confronted with allegations that they had cheated in an introductory data science course and lied about their class attendance, dozens of undergrads at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign recently sent two professors a mea culpa via email. But there was one problem, a glaring one. The students themselves had not even written their own apology emails. Artificial intelligence had, according to the professors Carl Flanagan and Wade Fagan Olmschneider. The students got their comeuppance in a large lecture hall on October 17th, when the professors read aloud their identical, less than genuine apologies from a projector screen. The students were busted. The professors posted about it on social media, where the gotcha moment drew widespread attention. Professor Flanagan said that the multiple AI-generated student apology emails read, "Dear Professor Flanagan, I want to sincerely apologize." Professor Flanagan said, and I was like, thank you, they're owning up to it, they're apologizing. And then I got another email, the second email, and then the third, and then everybody sort of sincerely apologizing, and suddenly it became a little less sincere. At a time when educational institutions are grappling with the intrusion of machine learning into classrooms and homework assignments, the professors said they decided to use the episode to teach a lesson in academic integrity. They posted the fake apologies, but did not take disciplinary action against the students. Although the university's student code prohibits cheating and plagiarism, the professors said that they were not aware of specific rules applying to the use of AI. About 1,200 students take the course. Attendance and participation in the lectures count for 4% of the final grade in the class, which is primarily taken by first-year students. To track the engagement of the class, the professors created an application known as the Data Science Clicker that requires students to log in on their phones or computers and, when prompted by a QR code, answer a multiple-choice question in a certain amount of time, usually about 90 seconds. But in early October, the professors said they began to grow suspicious when dozens of students who were absent from class were still answering the questions. So the teachers said they started checking how many times students refreshed the site and the IP addresses of their devices and began reviewing server logs. They found that dozens of students lied about attending lectures. It appeared that the students had been tipped off about the questions and when they had to respond, simply clicking the data science clicker and blowing off the rest of the class. After the professors discovered the fraud, they sent emails to more than 100 students telling them that the ruse was up. It's expected that the university's student code will be updated to address the use and abuse of AI in classwork and perhaps in apologies. Two Montanans, both Cascade County residents under the age of 70, died from influenza in the final days of 2025, health officials announced last Friday. The deaths marked the latest fatalities in the Montana 2025-26 respiratory illness season. Cascade County has confirmed 393 influenza infections over the past 4 weeks, 38 of which required hospitalization. Montana health departments are urging residents to wash hands or use hand sanitizer regularly, to wear face masks, and to stay home when sick, to limit the spread of flu and other airborne illnesses, including COVID and respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. Flu cases, RSV, and COVID cases are on the rise nationwide and in Montana. Health officials say that immunization is the best form of protection against serious outcomes of respiratory illnesses, such as hospitalization or death due to infection. Immunizations for flu and COVID-19 are available at county health departments statewide by walk-in or appointment. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.